Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Train, who's a vice president with Swift Train. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing all right today.
Good to be with you. We're at the NAFCD meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. NAFCD stands for the National Association of Floor Covering Distributors. We're up here, and actually, this is the same day that the ITC decision about the tariffs on engineered hardwood out of China came down, and wanted to talk to you about that. Tell us kind of what was decided, what the news is today with the ITC.
Well, all we know today is what the vote was for the six commissioners. And today they decided to go affirmative with the case, 4-2. So four commissioners voted to affirm the case, which means that the duties that were announced last month will then move forward going forward. So we are now having to live with these existing rates for another 5 years, also subject to rate reviews each year. So anything that an importer brings in starting next month, they won't know what the final rate is on that import until the following year. But the good news is those rates are relatively low. So I think for most importers, it's going to be business as usual. And some of the things we have fought to try to get the rates low and is just allowed us a larger window of time to assess our business and to be able to continue on with business.
These rates, you say they're low. There's a range, isn't there? It's about 3-5%, isn't it?
Yeah, the rates for the most part is about nets to about 4.5% added duties that will be on all imports from China of engineered wood flooring.
So by this vote today, the ITC has decided that there will be duties moving forward.
That is correct. The ITC decided there will be duties going forward. However, there is an opportunity for an appeal through the higher courts. Our legal team will evaluate what the basis was for those decisions and why those four commissioners decided that. And if we feel that there's opportunity for an appeal, I think we'll probably pursue that.
While you're the VP at Swift Train, and the reason we're doing this interview is you're also the spokesperson for an organization that's been formed that's called the Alliance for Free Choice and Jobs in Flooring. And just to talk about that for a minute, this got started based on a couple of U.S. manufacturers filing a case with the Trade Commission, and you guys formed this organization to somewhat counter that action. And this is a membership organization. How many members do you have?
We have over 100 members in our organization. A lot of them are importers of wood flooring, several distributors of wood flooring, retailers, just a variety of people involved in the industry.
And do you consider this to be a defeat, or what's your feeling after this vote?
Well, I think the ultimate victory for us would have been a 6-0 vote in our favor. Most votes where the ITC does affirm a petition like this and move forward with added duties, about 75, 80, 90% of the time, things end up going in favor of a petitioner. And it's typically a 6-0 vote. So the fact we got a 4-2 vote is encouraging. But even more importantly, the fact that we had low rates from the beginning and even through the most recent rate announcement allows very good transition time, allows for business to more or less go as usual over these next couple of years, which if we would have received high rates back in May, I think it would have been devastating for the industry. We would have had major supply issues. So there's been a lot of victories along the way. I feel very proud of our organization and what we've done and what we've achieved. We would have liked to have had the case dismissed altogether, but the fact that it ended up how it did, I think it's a pretty good situation for us overall.
Well, after this vote, and as you follow this thing more closely, you know, what are the next steps? I know that something else that happens at the end of November, and then on every 6 month or every year basis, there's other things that happen. And kind of explain that process.
Sure. The process that's going to happen is on the 22nd, we're going to find out the details of the vote and why they voted. If we wish to appeal, we have until the end of December, basically, to make that decision. Importers will have to decide, you know, how much they want to continue to import from China or whether they want to make plans to find alternate sources of supply or even change some of their products to different options, you know, things that aren't covered by the scope of this, such as solid hardwood flooring. And then a year from now, the ITC and the DOC will relook at the rates, reevaluate, and if rates change, those get applied back to the beginning of the year cycle, which would be December 2011.
So it's that retroactive thing that may make, and we don't know what will happen, but it may make some companies decide that sourcing out of China is not worth the risk.
That's true. Retroactive liability is definitely an issue. We've seen cases, other anti-dumping cases, where the retroactive liability and the rate changes are pretty mild and stable, and there's other times where it can be more volatile. And we're just going to have to wait and see what direction we think this is going to go. And also, a lot of it depends on how the petitioners participate in the future. The U.S. producers that put forth this petition, there's things that they can do to help eliminate some of that volatility, or they can get real aggressive in how they ask for some of the review processes to take place.
Jonathan, when we talk about this retroactivity, if the rate changes retroactively, who carries that burden?
Well, that burden is only carried by the importer of record. So if you're a distributor or if you're somebody else buying from someone and they're the ones bringing it into the U.S., it's the importer of record that carries that burden. So in most cases, that importer is giving you a set price. That price is already taking into account the calculated risk that they see there. So if you're not the importer of record, you know, you should go on with business as usual.
While this is unique to the flooring industry, a similar thing happened in the furniture business. And as a result of some of these conclusions with the ITC, some of the business moved from China to, say, Vietnam, didn't it?
Correct. In the furniture business, there was over $1 billion exported from China to the U.S. That number's dropped to, if last numbers I saw, was under $400 million. And now Vietnam is making in excess of $1 billion in exports of wooden bedroom furniture to the U.S. So we definitely expect over time for a lot of product to shift to other countries, one because of these added duties, but the other thing is China is no longer the low-cost producer. Other emerging markets, developing countries are starting to emerge, and so I think you'll see a shift in production over time.
All right, Jonathan, I appreciate you spending time with us and giving us the details. We've been following this very closely. Again, we've been talking to Jonathan Train about the ITC decision today to enact duties on Chinese imported engineering wood. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.